This volume has been graciously dedicated
by Mr. and Mrs. Benny and Joyce Westreich of Los Angeles, California, Le'iloi Nishmas, Harav Yehoshua ben Mireinu Harav Yosef Yoska Westreich, Zechroinu Levracha, and his wife, Gittel Bazev Wolf Westreich, Aleh HaShalom, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Yoyetz Akiva ben Shimon Meir, Zechroinu Levracha, and Le'iloi Nishmas, Avram Dov ben Akiva Yonison Unger, Zechroinu Levracha, and Yibodel ben Chaim L'Chaim in the schus of Chana Bas Zecharia, Mrs. Susan Unger, may she have arichas yomim with health, simchas, and nachas from her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren ad mea v'esrim shana.
The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Chulin Daf Kuf Lamed. We're starting in Yetz Hashem the last few prokhim, the home stretch of Mesechas Chulin Pek, Azrael Lechoyayim Pek, Reish Ptagez. These are prokhim that discuss the somewhat the bridge. We started the Mesechta. The concept of Chulin is all the dinim of the Karbonos, the dinim of Behemos, which are not shaykh to Karbonos, they're not part of Seder Kodshim per se, they're shaykh to the realm of Shchita, Behemos, and so on, but in the realm of Chulin. We have over here in these two prokim somewhat of a bridge. We're going back in Mitzvah Hashem in a few weeks to Mesechus Bechoyres, Vaita dealing with Karbonis, a behemoth that's born, that's a Bechor, has Kedusha to be brought in the Beis HaMikdosh. And here we have somewhat of a bridge. We have dinim that are in behemoths of Chulin, but dinim that relate to the relationship with Kahanim. Pasuk says in Pasha Shoiftim, V'zei Yiyam Mishpat HaKoyen HaMe'ezahom, the Chiyuv, the Choyv, towards the Kahanim of the Om, the Mishpat HaKoyanim, that which the Koyin, the Mishpat that the Kahanim require of the Om, is to get these Chelik of the Behemah, which is called the Zrei L'Chiyayim V'Keva, those parts of every animal that's shechted, under the conditions that are laid out in the Our Perek, as well as when sheep are shorn together to give a certain amount of Reishis HaGez. And the Pasuk puts that together with the mitzvah of giving truma to the Kohen. Pasuk says, Ki Hashem hu nachlosoi, ki chelek Hashem nachloi, since he doesn't have a nachlo in Eretz Yisrael, so memel the Torah gave the Kohanim me'eis ha'om, matnes kuhuna. Matnes kuhuna, by the way, has different parts. And that's really going to be, again, it's a little bit of agdom to Mesechus Bechoyres. Over there, there's three chalokim of, three levels of kedusha, of the dinim that a Bechor has. A Bechor of a Behemah Tohira, of a cow or a sheep that's born, has a din to be hukrav in the Beis HaMikdash, has a din of a regular korban. If we're talking about a Bechor Behemah Tmeo, we're talking about a Pidya Petah Chamor, so there a Chamor Bechor was born, it's Nifte, onto a sheep, but that sheep doesn't have Kedusha. That sheep becomes a chiyuv, it becomes the responsibility of the owner to be poida the chamor onto a cent, to give that sheep to a kohen. That's a din of matnas kuno, that comes a hafrosho with matonis without the kedusha. And then there's a lower level. We have pidyan aben, which pidyan aben is not a real bepashtus at least, we'll see more in the mesechta coming up, but pashtus is not a pidyan, no hafrosho takes place. There's a din that the Torah was matl on a father of a newborn infant b'chor, a chiv to give a matona, a present of 5 slaim. Nothing is hufresh. There's no, there's nothing that's given to the kohen per se. There's nothing that has kedusha put on it. There's nothing even that has a shame of a kohen put onto it. There's a din to give a matona. By us, in Perek Zoreh L'Chayayim and Perek Reish Tagez, we have also matonis that are given to a kohen that don't fit the mold of regular trumas and maizes with his Issa V'Heter. Who's allowed to eat? When you're allowed to eat? From when are you allowed to eat? How that frosh is made? There's none of that. The behem is shechted. Those parts have to go to a kohen. Pashas is a simple monetary choiv that the Torah put onto Israel to give these parts of the behem to a kohen, to give the Reish Tagez to a kohen. In order to define better for ourselves what exactly the parameters of the mitzvah is, being that there's no issa v'heter at stake, there's no issa tevel, and there's no din of truma, there's no issa achilas truma, that you don't have the kedusha status, what exactly the mitzvah and what exactly the mitzvah is mechayev, let's try to elucidate Machlokes Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam counts the pasuk that we just said in Parsha Shoftim. He counts the mitzvah of giving truma to the Kohanim, and he speaks out in Shoyer Shud Beis in his Sefer HaMitzvahs that he's not going to count the Nesina and the Hafrosha, or rather the Hafrosha of Trumas, to be mafish to say Harei Zeh Truma, to separate the Truma, the rest of the Kri, the rest of the produce becomes Mutter Labailin, the Chelik that has a Shem Truma put on it, becomes kodosh, cannot be eaten by Zohar, has to be eaten by Kohen, has to be given to a Kohen. The giving of the produce after Shem Truma is chal on it, the giving of the maisa to the lady after the Shem is chal on it, that is not going to count as a separate mitzvah, it's all together with the hafrosha. That's the Rambam's opinion. Interestingly, the Rambam counts the mitzvah of hafrosha. Reb Sadia Goin counts the mitzvah of giving. That needs an explanation. Maybe we'll get back to that. The kash of the Ramban, the objection of the Ramban against the Rambam is, he understands that the Rambam is saying that the mitzvah, the Ikka mitzvah is the Nisino. The Ikka mitzvah is giving it to the Kohen. The Ikka mitzvah is not separating and saying, Harei Zeh Truma. The point of the Torah, the actual commandment, is to give it to the Kohenim. So then that's the mitzvah. So he's saying that Hafrosha is not a mitzvah, or it's at least not defined as a separate mitzvah. For the Ramban, it has to be it's a separate mitzvah, because the brocha that's made on Hafrosha's Trumas is on the Hafrosha. If it's only the beginning of the mitzvah, because it's one mitzvah together with the Nesina, but the Ikka is the Nesina, it's only partial Kima mitzvah. If it's partial Kima mitzvah, says the Ramban, we wouldn't make a brocha. Another thing he says, L'mashal, there's a brocha, and this is again Bisman Azeh. When we're mafrish challah, when a woman is baking and she's mafrish challah, she makes a brocha, l'hafrish is a challah min ha'isa, haray, the challah cannot be eaten, which is why we burn the challah, that we separate. Why? Because challah is like truma, it has to be eaten b'tahara al yidei kohen. Today, we don't have a full status of kohen, we certainly don't have a status of tahara without para aduma, so it can't be eaten, it's challah t'meah. Now, the challah t'meah has no point giving to kohen, we don't give it to a kohen. What do? We separate it, we put it on the side, if you want to save it till Sreifas Chometz, to burn it with the Chometz, that's a Hidur, but it has din to be thrown out. Of course it has din Truma on it. And if it's mixed up, that dough is mixed back into the dough, it asses up the whole dough because it has a status of Kedusha. But we make a bracha. What are we making a bracha on? Nisina is truma? There's no mitzvah of giving truma to me. There's no point giving it to the Kohanim. We can't give it to Kohanim as manazeh, and we don't give it to Kohanim. So what are we making a bracha? We're making a bracha lahafrish chala mino isa. You're telling me there's no mitzvah of frosh. There's only a mitzvah of nisina frek the Ramban. That's the Ramban's kasha. Another kasha, he says, is that the Kohanim themselves are mafrish and mavarch. The Kohanim themselves, when Fakoyan has a pile of produce, he has a pile of tvua that he put into a stack. The halacha is that he's mafish the truma and he eats the truma. You're telling me that the Ikka mitzvah is nesina to a Kohen. A Kohen himself doesn't give. Elamai, the hafrosha is a separate mitzvah from the nesina. That is the opinion of the Ramban. What does the Rambam hold? So that one of the classic mafashim on the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah is the Kinnis Seifim. He says that the Rambam really means to say punk faker. Not that the mitzvah is only nesina, hafrosha is only the beginning of the mitzvah, faker. The mitzvah is hafrosha, and that's what we do, we know, when we're mafish in Eretz Yisrael, when mafish trumis, we get produce from a farm, you're not allowed to eat this stuff until you're mafish. The mafish makes that one chelik, whatever you separate as truma, is chalan and Hashem truma. And by the way, we don't do the shear that's in Chazal of 1 out of 40, 1 out of 50, 1 out of 60, because today it can't be eaten. So we follow the deraisa shear of separating a minimal amount, even if you have a huge pile of, you have, let's say, 100 tons of grain in one shipment, in one pile. So you're mafish a mashu, and that mashu is the afrosha. Because you're only being mafish in order to be matir it. Chita achas, the Gemara says, poter sakri, one chita, one barley bean, one piece of chita, can patter up the whole creek, can patter up the whole silo, as long as it's all together with the tnoim that are mafurish in Misaklus Trumas and other places. So the Kinesofim says that the mitzvah is in the Hafrosha. The Nisina is not a separate mitzvah, and he explains it as follows. He says that once the Hafrosha was completed, so the Shem Momen Koyin was already chal in the Kri. Whatever was Hufrash, whatever was separated to become Truma, the Shem Momen Koyhanim doesn't have to be given to the Kohanim. The Shem Momen Koyin is chal on it already, where as soon as you take off Truma, it belongs to the Kohanim. Which Koyin? An undesignated Koyin. Whichever Koyin you'd actually end up giving your Pidyon HaBen or your Trumas and Maisus to, whoever you're going to give it to. That's who it belongs to. Before you give it to a specified Koyin, it belongs to what's called Momen HaShevet. It belongs to the general family of Kohanim. It's theirs, pending who it's going to become the specific property of. But it's Momen Kohanim already. Memela, the Rambam is saying, says the Kinesofim, that we don't count Nesina as a separate mitzvah, because really the point of Nesina, which is to deliver it to the owner, was already done. As soon as you're Mafrish, it already became Momen Kohanim. If it's already Momen Kohanim, you're not doing anything by Nesina. What you're doing is you're actually putting it into the owner's backyard. Nothing significant is done, and nothing is created by giving the truma to the Kohen. In the words of the Goyin explains, the Rambam says an interesting klal in Perek Yud Beis Hilchos Brachos, that there are no brachos. There's a whole discussion about which mitzvahs we do make brachos, which mitzvahs don't make brachos. One of the criteria is explained by the Rambam over there in Perek Yud Beis Brachos. The Rambam says that we don't make brachos on mitzvahs ben Adam lachaveri. Says the Goyin, so how do you make a bracha on Truma? The point is to give the Kohen that which is coming to him, like giving an Oni Tzedakah. You're giving the Kohen that which he's supposed to get. The Goyin says no. The Goyin says the Rambam holds that Truma, when you give the Truma to the Kohen, you're giving him that which is his. He's not getting it from the owner. It's not the pshat when your mafrish Truma. It's yours as the owner and you give it to the Kohen. As soon as your mafrish, it became from the truma status of being tevel, it became the coin. So when you're giving, you're just delivering it. It's not more than that. So Mel, it's not a mitzvah ben odom lachaver. It's not you giving him. He's zoicha from shulchan gavoya. He's zoicha from the dover kodosh, or the din that there is to create the kedusha, and it automatically becomes this. That's what the coin says, biyachas, to the brocha on truma. So what is the Ramban hold? We explained the Rambam so eloquently. What does the Ramban hold? The Ramban holds that even after Hafrosha's Truma, it's owned by the Yisrael, witness the fact that the Yisrael has a right to give it to whichever Kohen he wants. We call this Tevis Hanon. This is not just a moral, he's the one to decide who's the most worthy Kohen, but he actually has a stake in it. He owns the Truma, legabi deciding who to give it to. This is called Tevis Hanon. And there's a discussion at the end of the second parak kedushin extensively. Tevis hanah moment, tevis hanah any moment. Is that considered legitimate ownership of the truma or not? But it definitely a schus that he has in it. So the Ramban holds that even after the hafrosha is completed, the iser of tevel was taken off. Still, the halacha is that the truma, even though it has kedusha, is owned by the Yisrael, and then there's a separate mitzvah of nisinas truma to the kohen. Let's analyze another aspect of this discussion. Again, we're putting down as a concept a machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban. According to the Rambam, in the hafroshas truma already lies the fact that the truma, Maisa, whatever it is, becomes already under the ownership of the one who's supposed to receive it. Therefore, the giving it to him is just literally like Hashavas Aveda. Al Yidei the Hafrosha, it's Chal in the Truma, the ownership of the Kohen. It's already the Kohen's moment. According to the Ramban, the Hafrosha is Matir the Iser from the Kri, from the Tevel. The Shem Truma is Chal on the Truma, on the specified whatever he's going to give to the Kohen. And then there's a mitzvah of giving your truma to the Kohen, your makne to him, and that's a mitzvah nesina. If we open up in the beginning of Yeridea, really goes back to the beginning of the Masechta, where in the beginning of Hilchos Shechita, the Taz in over there in Siman Aleph discusses a difference between Birchas Shechita and Birchas Truma. The Mishnah is Mefurish in Truma, Ilem Al Yitroim, a person who's dumb, who can't speak, should not be Torim L'chatchila, because since there's a Brocha Shekedushav and Sosiv Tzivonu L'hafrish Truma, so if he can't say it, so the L'chatchila is for somebody who can make the Brocha to do the Hafrosha, for somebody else to make the Brocha while he's being Torim is not optimal, it can't be done, because he's the one that's doing it. If he's the one that's doing it, then the Brocha has to be made by him. If he can't say it, so somebody else should be Mafrish. Taz asked, and Shechita is Mufurish not that way, and Shechita the Halacha is that somebody else can make the Brocha. What's the difference between Birchas Shechita and Birchas Trumas Umaisus? Says the Taz, Shechita, he says, there's no commandment, there's no mitzvah that's mechayiv to shecht. Shechita is a matir. The brocha, he says, is not really a brocha shekedushon v'tzoyz v'tzivonu on the imperative, the chiyuv to shecht. There is no chiyuv to shecht. You want to eat meat, so you have to shecht. We discussed this as a hakdoma to the whole masechta, that Shechita is a matir, not a mechayiv. The bracha, he says, is on the institution of Shechita. It's more like a Birchas HaShvach. If it's like a Birchas HaShvach, then the one who makes the Maisa Shechita doesn't have to make the bracha, but the bracha can be made by somebody else. By Trumas HaMaisus, he says, the bracha inherently, as is all Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's really Tolli and Sugis and Kisei Adam, some bracha ago, but the bracha is not just something we say when we do the mitzvah. The bracha is a part of the Maisa Mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah is, there's a Tzivui, there's a Chiyuv to be Mafish Trumas and Maisvis. He says then the Brocha should be made by the one who's Mechoyiv, the one who's being Mafish, the one who's Mekayim, that Maisa Mitzvah. If it can't be, so then L'chatchila, he should not be Torah. Akan Divrei HaTaz. Comes from Kuvayga, over there in Yeridei Siman Aleph, from Kuvayga's Masik, on the Taz, he says, well, who says? Trumas and Maisvis is also, if you want to eat from a pile of tvu, you have a silo full of grain, and it's tevel, you want, you can let it rot. But if you want to eat from it, then you'll be mechuyiv to be mafish trumas umaisus. It's the same thing as shechita. You want to eat? Shecht. You want to eat? Be mafish trumas umaisus. Kiveg is kasha on the Taz. Now, let's ask ourselves something. The Torah certainly commands, as a mitzvah, as I say, like we said, the psukim and pasha shoiftim, the same way there's a mitzvah to give, there's a chiyuv, a tzivui, to give resh sagez and to give Zoy L'chayim V'kev, there's a tzivu, there's a chiv to give Trumas U'maisvus. If that's true, that's certainly not a matir. Giving it to the Kohen is certainly not just taking off an issur, that's a chiv to give to the Kohen that which is coming to him. But it depends how we look at it. It's really totally now Rambam and Ramban. If we hold like the Ramban, and we say that Hafrosha and Nesina are two different things. The Hafrosha is what takes off the issur, but the Nesina, giving it to the Kohen, making it the moment of the Kohen by giving it to him and having him be Zoich in it, if we look at it that way, then we could understand that the Hafrosha is a Matir Ba'oma, and the Nesina, which is certainly not just a Matir, the Nesina is a Tzivui, are two different things. Lekar of Zelza, the Tzivui of Nesina is not Mechayiv that the Hafrosha is a Chiv. So then we hear where Reb Kiveg is coming from. Reb Kiveg is understanding that there's two parts of the Truma Maisvis process. There's A, to be matir, eating all the tvua that you have, which is tevel, by taking off the issa by being mafish Truma Maisvis. And then there's the part that there's a chiyuv to give matnas kohuna, to give to the kohen, but that's nesina. So one has nothing to do with the other. The bracha, by the way, is made on the hafrosha. So that's what Kiveg understands, that the bracha that's made on the hafrosha over there is also only a bracha on the matir. It's not different than shechita. The Taz, we can understand, will hold the way we explain in the Rambam. The reason why he understands that Afrosha has to be a mitzvah, it's not just a matir, but it's a mitzvah, you mechuyiv to be mafish trumas umaisvus, is because he holds that the nesina to the kohen is inherent in the Afrosha. There's certainly a chiyuv to give to the kohen that which he's supposed to get. It has nothing to do with your relationship with your tool. You want to eat from your field, so you want to be matir the isa tevel mealakri. You have to give matnas kohuna, that's a chiyuv. If that's true, where does that chiv play itself out? Where's the chiv to give to the kohen in the afrosha? It becomes moment kohen by being mafish, by having it chal on it a shame truma, we said according to the Rambam. If that's true, then the hafrosha has to be a mitzvah. It can't just be a matir ba'alma. Because if it wouldn't be a mitzvah, then there's no chiv that's mechayiv to give to a kohen. That can't be. The Torah tells us there's a chiv to give it to the kohen. the teretz is, that's in the hafrosha itself. So with Zochino Ledin, that the machloikis, the Taz and the Reb Kiva Eger, L'chaira has to play itself out along the lines of the Rambam and the Ramban that we just discussed.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.